9470.
Looks like you're out in Sherwood. You had a request to talk. How can we help?
There was a lady who got on my bus in Tiger, and she rode all the way out here. And she was moving around, like, she moved to, like, four different seats. And then she just got off at the last stop over here. And when I pulled up to my layover, I walked through the bus, you know, to make sure nobody had anything. And on all four seats that she moved to, there are brown streaks on the seats. And I don't know what it is, but I know they weren't there when I took this bus out the garage earlier. So, yeah.
All right, yeah, let's probably just err on the side of thinking that's a biohazard. Did you notice anything on her pants or anything like that that was obvious?
No, she went out the back door, and I didn't really look. I didn't pay attention. She just went out the back door, and that was that. But she's waiting at the stop. She got off at the stop right over here. I don't know the name of it. Right before you turn left onto Sherwood Boulevard, but going the other way, there's a stop over there to go back towards Tiger. She's sitting at that stop waiting for the next bus, which is me.
All right, copy that. Also, do you know if there's a fresh fecal biohazard like that, usually there's an associated smell. Are you smelling that?
I'm not smelling anything, but I took a paper towel and, like, wiped the seat, and it's something brown, so I'm going to take it as a bio. And it's on literally, she moved to four different seats, three seats in the back of the bus, one seat towards the front, and it's on every single one of those seats that she sat on.
All right, yeah, let's just err on the side of caution, let's just do that. Let's get you out of service and head it back to the garage for a fresh bus. I will let them know that you're coming. I will try to get your service filled. When you get a new bus at the garage, let us know, and we'll get you cut in. Do you have a good description of her so we can put out a do not board, and I'll have a supervisor check on her later?
She's either a white or Hispanic female. She had brown hair, and it was kind of like ruffled, like really messy. She's carrying a bottle of orange juice, a big box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and a big giant thing of that. And she had on, I think, black pants, if I'm not mistaken, and like a gray sweatshirt or sweater.
All right, copy that. Do you have approximate age and height, body build, that sort of thing?
Real thin. I'm going to say between like her mid-30s to mid-40s. Probably about 5'6"-ish, 5'7".
All right, copy that. We'll get out of the message, and I'll have a supervisor head down there and check her out, and then go ahead and give us that request to talk when you're back at the garage and have a fresh bus.
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
At 12:58.